Overview. The 2012 Tesla Roadster 2.5 Sport is the thrilling final evolution of the car that kick-started the electric revolution. This isn't just an EV, it's a piece of automotive history, a raw, Lotus-based two-seater sports car that proved electric power could be seriously exciting. With its peppy performance and iconic status, it's a proper collector's item. Originally a trailblazer, it's now a sought-after classic on the used market, with prices varying widely based on condition and mileage, as it's long discontinued and wasn't officially sold new in the EU with specific EU pricing. What's new for 2012? For 2012, the Roadster 2.5 Sport represented the pinnacle of its development. Building on the 2.5 updates from mid-2010, it boasted a tweaked front fascia and rear diffuser for a sharper look. Inside, occupants benefited from improved seat comfort and better sound insulation, making it a slightly more refined beast. The Sport designation brought goodies like an enhanced hand-wound motor for that extra oomph, plus adjustable suspension, allowing drivers to fine-tune its already brilliant handling for an even more connected feel on those twisty B-roads. Design and exterior. It's pure sports car attitude. The Tesla Roadster 2.5 Sport, with its Lotus Elise DNA, is undeniably striking. Its compact carbon fiber body screams performance, measuring a nimble 3946mm in length, 1852mm in width, excluding mirrors, and a super low 1127mm in height. The 2.5 iteration featured a more aggressive front apron and rear diffuser. It's a targa-topped, wind-in-your-hair machine that still turns heads and looks ready to pounce, a true testament to its timeless, athletic design. Small, light, and incredibly agile. Interior, tech, and cargo. Step inside the Roadster 2.5 Sport, and it's a focused, no-nonsense affair. This two-seater cabin is snug, prioritizing the driving experience over outright luxury. Materials are purposeful, and while the 2.5 model saw upgrades like comfier seats, it's still very much a raw sports car environment. Tech was basic by today's standards. Some models featured an optional small touchscreen, but don't expect Apple CarPlay. Cargo space is a modest 150 liters in the boot, enough for a weekend blast, but there's no frunk to be found. Performance and driving experience. This is where the Roadster 2.5 Sport properly shines. Mash the pedal and it rockets from 0 to 100 kilometers per hour in a blistering 3.9 seconds. Its single AC induction motor sends 215 kilowatts and a hefty 400 newton meters of instant torque to the rear wheels, delivering that signature EV punch. The driving experience is pure go-kart, direct, engaging, and incredibly fun, especially with the Sport's adjustable suspension. It's light, agile, and the regenerative braking is effective, making it a hoot on challenging roads. What a machine! Range, battery, and charging. The Roadster 2.5 Sport packs a 50.4 kilowatt-hour usable battery, delivering a Green Cars Compare calculated range of around 373 kilometers. Pretty impressive for its era. Its efficiency is rated at a decent 7.4 kilowatt hour per kilowatt hour. For charging, it came with a Type 1 J1772 port. EU owners would typically use an adapter for Type 2 AC charging. The standard onboard AC charger is a surprisingly beefy 16.8 kilowatts, meaning a full top-up could be done in about 3.5 to 4 hours. However, DC fast charging wasn't a feature on this pioneering EV. Safety and driver assistance features. The Tesla Roadster, being a low-volume early EV sports car, was never subjected to Euro NCAP or NHTSA crash testing, so official ratings aren't available. In terms of safety kit, it was quite basic by modern standards, focusing on essential active safety like anti-lock brakes, ABS, and traction control. It included airbags, but you won't find the advanced driver assistance systems like adaptive cruise control or lane keeping assist that are common today. It was all about the pure, unassisted driving thrill. Warranty and maintenance coverage. When new, the Tesla Roadster typically came with a vehicle warranty of around 3 to 4 years or approximately 50,000 to 80,000 kilometers. The crucial battery pack was often covered for about 8 years or 160,000 kilometers. As a discontinued model from 2012, these original warranties have long expired. Maintenance benefits from fewer moving parts than an ICE car, but specialist knowledge for its unique powertrain is essential. For prospective used buyers, a thorough pre-purchase inspection focusing on battery health is highly recommended for this iconic EV.